It's like we start with the value and then we implement and iterate. So a lot of people will get stuck up on the brand colors, how many pages it is. Should my ebook be 20 pages? And if it's not 20 pages, it's not worthy. Or if it's not beautiful or, you know, doesn't match my aesthetics, it's not going to sell. And I will tell you that selling a digital product is about selling the transformation that you're going to get them versus the details of the digital product.
What's up? What if I told you that the knowledge, the skills, and the passions that you already have can be turned into a scalable, profitable business? Now, that is exactly what our next speaker is here to teach you. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. And you women have been killing it. And I am so excited of all the emails and everything that I have been getting because of all of the skill sets that you are getting out of these amazing speakers. Today, you are going to meet Brooke Burt, a powerhouse entrepreneur, a digital strategist, a mentor, who has spent nearly 13 years mastering social media, digital products, and automation. Those are all the things we need, y'all. So pay attention, all right? Now, she has helped over 200 entrepreneurs turn their expertise into thriving online businesses. And today, she is here to show you how to do the same. Now, as a former brick and mortar business owner and a network marketing leader, Brooke knows firsthand the struggles of balancing business and life. Her mission? To simplify the path to profitability so that you can build a business that not only makes money, but also gives you the freedom and fulfillment that you freaking deserve. I mean, hey, y'all, this is why you are here paying attention to begin with. So go grab your pen, grab your pad, grab your coffee, do whatever you got to do, because I'm going to be pulling her up, because today she is breaking down her signature talk, From Passion to Profit, where she'll teach you exactly how to turn your skills and ideas into digital products that sell. So if you're ready to stop waiting and start monetizing your expertise, let's do this. Let's welcome Brooke Burt to the stage. What's up, Brooke?
Oh, I am pumped up now. I need you for my intro for my podcast, girl. I tell you,
that is
an intro. I am so honored to be here, and thank you for that. Because, you know, coming from a long line of entrepreneurs, small business, we've had this conversation. Small business is just the heartbeat of so much, and I'm just so excited to take it to the next level and help our small business owners and anyone, you know, even coming from a career, to monetize their expertise today. And I'm going to be referring to notes. So I just want your audience to know that, because we're going to be diving in. And I'm really, really excited. Really excited to be here.
Me too. I'm excited you're here too. This is like a topic that is really near and dear to my heart, right? Because I really believe that we have skills and God-given talents and all of these things that we could be monetizing. I think that is super important. And sometimes we just need guidance on how to freaking do that, right? So that's why you're here, because you're the expert in this and you've helped so many women do it. And I really wanted the women who are here at this event to really lean in on their skills and talents, right? And so that's where I want to start, really. I know a lot of them don't know how to turn this into income, right? So what I wanted to ask you is giving them the first steps that they need to identify, first of all, if it is a profitable idea. Right? So let's start there. Let's start digging in.
Yeah, I love that. And because I think what people sometimes, they're like, my passion can become profitable, but it really is, you need to dive into what value you have, your life experience value, and how you can monetize that in a way that someone is going to say, wow, I can take that and implement that today. So for example, what I want you to think about is, what are people asking you questions about? Are they like, wow, you're a really good organizer? Or what's your skincare routine? Your skin looks amazing. Just for example, I have a client who we monetized her. So she was able to compost worms anywhere in the world. So she was teaching people, Nina, how to compost on their decks and just anywhere. And she made her first digital product, she made $12,000 in her launch. So it's what you think that people aren't interested in is easy to you. So it's like with my last launch, my digital product, I got my audience in on it, invested in it. And I said, what do you want to learn from me? And so it was really interesting, because what I thought they wanted to learn wasn't it. And so I took polls in my Instagram stories. I sent out a survey to all of my email list. And what I got back is that is the information I took to create my digital product. So it's really looking into your life and asking friends around you, your husband, your best friend, like, what do you want to learn from me that I do well? And a lot of people, like 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, it's easy for me. It might be easy for you, but it's not easy for others. And that's what I tell people to do. And I really want you to, if it's swirling in your head today, to just sit down with a piece of paper and be like, what am I known for? What is it with even within your business? So this is what I've been really diving into, is helping my small business owners look within their processes in their business of how they do things that can help, like a template, right? So just for point of reference, I have a chiropractor, and she has a system where she puts profitability first, whereas most chiropractors are about wellness first. They're like, oh, I just want the wellness experience. I want them to get the results. But it's like, you need your business to do well. So what we did, we took this particular template, right? It was a Google, template. It's a spreadsheet, right? And so it was all of her ways of doing things, her inputs of like time, hour, how much an adjustment was. And then at the end of the month, looking at the profitability, and where most service providers don't take time to do that. So we pulled it out and we price pointed it at, we did like a pre-launch, and we did it at $97. Okay. Because it gets a very high value result. And we did it. We said, we're only going to sell 20 of them. And she sold out of them. And then the next day priced it up at $147, and people just wanted it. There's so many service providers. Like, if you look within your business of things that you're doing that you don't even think about, people are wanting that type of expertise. Mentorship is really, really popular right now and so desperately needed. We talked about this, Nina, is that how you started and launched your business is you look back, right? So I look back at how I started my bar business. That is profitability. That is a value. That is your passion of starting your business can be turned into a method and a roadmap for someone to buy. And that has just been a gold mine for all my small business owners, because they're sitting there going, wow, I get asked, like, are you getting these questions asked? Like, let me pick your brain. Let me take you to coffee. Okay. No more of that. No. You're not giving away your expertise for free. You're going to take it and you're going to wrap it up in a digital product. You're going to wrap it up in an ebook, in a course. And I've been doing a lot with my clients who already, I have an esthetician, for example, and she is doing a glow up for a glow getter for people, for women who want to start their esthetician business. And so we created a glow getter call, and it's a 90-minute mentorship session that has other templates that people can buy and add on to it. And we've price pointed that call at $555, and she has sold out of them. So that was an extra $3,500 to her business. So just really just sitting within even your business lane of like, okay, what am I doing in my business that people would want to pay for and they're asking me to pick my brain about? Or in your passion lane of like, okay, are you a really good organizer? And maybe you have a really good eye on picking things at Target to organize your closet, and you can put that in ebook. So again, the digital market, the digital education, just to give you all, you know, a grand scope of where it's going to be in 2030, is going to be it keeps increasing, a $30 trillion business, trillion, that you get to capitalize on and you can tap into. And what's so great about it is there's, Nina, no cap, right? There's no cap. And this is all passive income. So this is taking you don't have to go back to school for this. You just can sit down with a piece of paper and say, what are people asking me questions about? And turn around and set up a digital store. That's what I help my people do within the day and start making money. So it really gets me excited.
That is brilliant, right? And it's something that I've been thinking about too, because I have a coaching business. I teach women how to create coaching businesses.
Yeah.
And But one of the things that I've been feeling a nudge on is creating a mentorship, because what I've realized is that these women, you know, women that are there's women that go into my program, right? I'm with them for the year, all that great stuff. And then there's women who just need someone. They've already started, they're trying to grow it, but they don't have anyone. Right. And so they come to coffee chats with me, right? I haven't even thought about what you were talking about with like monetizing the coffee chat. I haven't even thought about that, but that's brilliant, right? I mean, you got to talk. So yeah, I guess like, because I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about how do I show up for people without so much resistance, right? Because I think that one of the things that's been happening, Brooke, is the fact that people are a little bit more leery these days about investing big money in coaching businesses. Right. And I think it's because there's been so many coaches out here that are not doing what they're saying they're going to do. And now when people like me who really do want to help you get what you want to get are having the resistance and the challenge. Right. So I love that you talked about that. And what are people asking you about? So this made me think, Brooke, about the fact that I have 20 years of a chef experience. I've been an executive chef and built a restaurant from the ground up and SOPs and all of that great stuff. And you know what I've been doing is I've been leaving that on the side. So I use a lot of the stuff like the organizational stuff and, you know, making recipes, all that kind of stuff. Like you need that in order to have structure. But I've also like lately been feeling like my chef rising back up inside of me. Like, what am I supposed to do with this information now? I have 20 years of information. I don't know what to do with all of this because I'm also been leading women for over 20 something years. Right. So I'm having this moment in my life, or maybe it's premenopause. I'm not sure about my perimenopause. It might be that, but I just know that I'm going through these changes. And what I'm realizing is that I need more passive income, more ways to serve my audience, more ways to do all these things. So that's why I was so excited about you being here today, because I'm sure a lot of the women are feeling this way. And so I love that you put, you know, you talked about the templates, putting a system together, even though that woman, that your client who used a Google spreadsheet and was able to monetize the Google damn spreadsheet. Are you freaking kidding me? Yeah. You know how much shit I have? We have to talk about this. Okay.
And that's what I love, because what you think, and people say this to me all the time, and I'm sure some of the watchers might be saying this to themselves, they could just Google that. No, they want to learn it from you, and they want someone, not necessarily to hold their hand, but someone to refer to that. It's proof of concept, right? Because Google is so overwhelming, right? People don't have time. They want to know that they can get this from you, get it to their inbox. And they're like the chiropractors who all bought from my chiropractor are like, you've done it. We trust you. There's credibility. And there's so much that comes into marketing there. Whereas people don't have time to go through a website and spend time about learning, you know, a spreadsheet. They're like, okay, you're gonna tell me how to do this. It's simplified. You've been where I've been. I trust you, and I'm going to buy this from you because it yields a result. And that's just to give you another point of reference for you is that I coached a baker, a local baker here. She's a luxury wedding baker, and she was so resistant to take her startup expertise, her recipes, and wrap them up and sell them. And I'm like, Brianna, you need to do this. Yes. And she finally, God, because I was like, girl, if you want to, She was very busy, right? So these small business owners, super busy, right? But how are you going to scale your business if you have to be in your business every single day to make these cakes, okay?
Yes.
She didn't want to get a storefront. So I was like, okay, we're not going there. How are we going to monetize? It's your expertise. So she finally took it. She put it in a lane. Okay, super easy. Her buttercream recipe sold out. She's made six figures this past year in her business on top of her baking business, right? With the $6-$7 recipe.
You're making my mind like, I have so many things going on right now. This. Yes. Sorry, ladies. I know. She's here for y'all, but I am like, so.
I'm going to send Brianna's page to everyone because she's such an inspiration. And I use her all the time because she was resistant for so long and so many people.
Yeah.
And she's like, why would anybody buy from me? I'm like, girl, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? You've walked the walk.
I love this so much. And here's the thing, right? I think we have a lot of big myths around digital products, right? So a lot of us are just like looking at things. I think we are looking at things with the wrong mindset, right? Because sometimes people will say, don't sell small digital products. That's not going to make you any money. That's so little. And then others will say, no, you only need a high ticket offer and blah, blah, blah. And I've gotten caught up in both, right? Also the other thing I've gotten kind of caught up in is giving everything away for free, right? Because that's just something that you become. It's a mindset thing. It really is a mindset thing. And it's something that I conquer all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, honestly, we just overcomplicate it. Mm-hmm. And we overcomplicate the idea. When you started talking about how she put her times, the hours, her adjustments and all that stuff for her mm-hmm. spreadsheet, mm-hmm. that's simple because she does it all the time. But mm-hmm. we overcomplicate the idea of creating digital products and what this means. So what I want to know from you and all of us here, like, what is the biggest misconceptions that we hold mm-hmm. that are holding us back from actually creating this digital product, and maybe it's a life changer, right? Because today could be the day that mm-hmm. shifts everything for us mm-hmm. if we listen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I love walking through the value that you have. So it's like we start with the value and then we implement and iterate. So a lot of people will get stuck up on the brand colors, how many pages it is. Should my ebook be 20 pages? And if it's not 20 pages, it's not worthy. Or if it's not beautiful or, you know, doesn't match my aesthetics, it's not going to sell. And I will tell you that selling a digital product is about selling the transformation that you're going to get them versus the details of the digital product. And digital, there's Canva. Canva makes it so easy. AI, I don't know about you all, but ChatGPT is my best friend. And if you give ChatGPT, so this is what I walk through with my clients. I say, let's get your brand identity into ChatGPT. So we get, you know, ChatGPT just knowing our tone, how, you know, our what we're going to offer and giving a framework. Because I think what people think is like, okay, this is really hard. I want to develop a course, but I just don't know how I'm going to deliver on it because it's all in my head. So we need to get it out of your head and we need to get into a place that it's going to format it into a framework. And so we're going to put it in ChatGPT and ChatGPT is going to spit stuff out and we're going to co-create. When we find out, okay, here's what's going to be the value in it. We're going to put it into either video. If you don't like video, what I love right now is very popular is like talking podcast style. Telegram is really popular. So you can deliver it in Telegram. Like you don't even have to show your face. I just did this the other day in Canva. Canva is beautiful for just recording your presentation and having the link. And so you don't even have to do a live webinar. You can just teach from Canva. They make it silly, stupid, easy for us now to do any type of delivery that's digital. And again, like back to the point with the Google Sheets, Google ain't pretty. It's not pretty. So you can literally go in there and do a template. So for instance, the other day, I just went into a Google worksheet and I put in a chat prompt for, there's a new AI platform that I love for face to camera videos. It's called Bigvu. And so on my social media, I said, hey, this is the perfect platform to use. And if you want my prompt to utilize this platform to give you scripts, here's my prompt. So I just went, I didn't create this like beautiful, you know, ebook. I just, you know, this is like my top of funnel lead generation. I just went into my Google form sheet, you know, copy and save the link and then sent it out. And there is a warm lead. And I had so many people wanting just this script that I utilized in ChatGPT to say, hey, give me the script. And I, of course, you always want to make it your own, right? So I went in and, you know, just kind of changed the tone. And then I actually put in a coaching call, like the next, like, okay, so if you're really liking this and you need more help, I put a link in that worksheet to work with me next. So it was like the next step. So I literally did that in 5 minutes. My client, who's an esthetician, she already has a course, but she wanted to teach some estheticians that have already launched their business. So her course was how to launch your esthe business. But so the estes that have been in the business for 3 years are like, we looked within her business and pulled out that she, with a certain brand, made an extra 36K with this skincare brand. So we took that information, okay, and we put it into ChatGPT and we said, okay, what's the best way to deliver on this? And she's like, well, I think I want to do a masterclass. So we put it in masterclass notes form and launched a masterclass, and she had a Q&A after, but we recorded the masterclass and then sold that masterclass in her sleep. And so she made an extra $10,000 just from that expertise, because she brought 36K extra into her business. So again, it's sitting down and saying, how do I want to deliver all of this information digitally? And you can do it so many different ways. And I might be repetitive here, but you can go into Canva and record. You can just make simple videos. It doesn't have to be a massive production. I'm telling you, people think they have to hire this whole videography team to do a course, and you don't. It makes it, you know, we have podcasts. Podcasts are really popular right now as far as digital delivery, especially secret podcasts that you just, you know, you do a four-part series. One of my clients is doing that right now, and she's selling those. And again, that's just you talking into a microphone about, hey, how do you scale your business to, you know, six figures next year? I'm going to give you my four-part process, and you deliver it in podcast form. So again, I think a lot of us overcomplicate it because we think that we have to have all the tech. I will tell you, because me and I were just talking about having ADD, which I have, and I'm proud to have it. I used to shame myself for having it because I couldn't focus, but I now welcome it in, and it's been such a blessing. But if you have ADD, the platform that I set up most of my clients on is the Stand Store. And the Stand Store allows you to iterate very quickly. And it gives you prompts, and it's like, where to put this, this, and this. Because what I was finding when I was working with my graphic designer, I'd have to get in touch with her and be like, hey, can you upload this? Or can you do this? And then I'd have to wait to iterate. Within Stan, with a Stan Store, you can iterate right away. And that's why I love that platform.
That's really good. You already gave us so many things to think about. And, you know, I love that you said that one of the things that your client did is she took her idea, she turned it into a masterclass, and then she had some Q&A, right? Yes. So you also talked to us about, like, you know, different platforms like BigVu, right? Yes. And yes. For video yes. scripts and all of that. And ChatGPT, yes. That's my friend too. And actually, you know, now I use the voice one, like I yeah. talk to her, mm-hmm. Because I picked the woman's voice, and she's like amazing, you yep. know? So I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, this is good. And, you know, it helps you kind of like brainstorm and take things out of your mind, because I have ADHD. So I'm always I feel like I'm thinking about 20 things at the same time. And so I love that. Right. And it's about prompting properly. And I agree with you about setting up ChatGPT so that it has your brand, right? Like your voice, your tone, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And if you don't know how to do that, everyone, we can definitely show you how to do it. It's not as hard as you think it is. And so, because I teach my women in my group how to do that, because I can't be on their beck and call every second of the day. So they've learned to, you know, kind of like integrate it and see how, you know, their voice is and all that kind of stuff. And they, you now you can even do project, you know, where you can actually put projects in. And then every time you have a chat, you can put it into the project so you don't lose it. Yep. It's been amazing. So, you know, what I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, you talked about the idea of taking the thought and putting it into a masterclass and then doing a Q&A. So that's one way. And you, like you said, there's many ways. You talked about Canva and like putting you know, something maybe that you've created on Google Sheets or whatever and putting it there to make it pretty, yeah. you know. So how do they actually get into doing a digital product that people want to buy? I'm sure you have a structure of, you know, you have to make it sound like this, or maybe it's verbiage, maybe it's looks. I'm not sure. So can you help us with that? Like, how do we actually turn that into a product somebody wants to buy?
I love that. And so what I do with my clients is, you know, we, again, we take a pulse of what people want to learn. And, you know, there's pricing it out and making sure that it is going to be a profitable product. And so, you know, you can go to, there's several different websites. I'll put it maybe in the notes or give it to you after. I can't think of the one, but you can see what people are asking the most about as far as pain points. So for instance, if you are, I want to use another client of mine. Okay. She is a, she teaches self-defense. And she was a former FBI analyst, and she, through her experience, now a lot of people are taking these life experience problems, things that they experience, and saying, okay, I went through this. I want to help someone else. I want to put it into educational format. So what she did, being an FBI analyst for several years and seeing the way psychologically these assaults were happening, she was really kind of like, you know, she's seeing these cases and how these perpetrators are behaving. And so she decided when she left the FBI that she said, you know what, Brooke, I saw so many women who could have saved their life or, you know, just been able to fight back, and I want to help them. And gosh, it just brings me to tears. I just love working with her so much. Her heart is so good. So through that experience and through her, she's a black belt. So she's taught jujitsu, and she's taught a lot of, you know, martial art classes. So combining that life experience again and putting it into a self-defense course. So we sat with, and you talked about free before, and she was given too much away for free, because people are more likely to apply something if they pay for it, skin in the game. And Nina, you know this, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners know this, is that when you pay for something, you are 9 times out of 10 going to apply what you learn versus when it's free. And sometimes it's just such an injustice to give stuff away for free, I'll just tell you, and especially your time. But with her, she was like, okay, Brooke, I created a guide on what to look for on dating apps. Super, super cool. And it was very in-depth. And the result was really it was relationship heavy. It was like, you know, you'll be able to just kind of tell if this person's a creep, like, and to put yourself in positions where you're being picked up in a public place. I mean, this could save your life. So I had said to her, I said, Allison, this is of high value, and we need to monetize this, because women need to pay for this, because they will apply it. If they see it as free, I'm telling you, it'll sit in their inbox and they won't apply it. So really it's like, you need to see the transformation. So you have to identify your pain point. This is number one. You have to create a simple step-by-step solution, a roadmap to get there. Number three, you've got to make it easy to consume. This is really, really important. And people love bite-sized, actionable content in your digital products. And number four, you want to position this digital product with urgency. So positioning with urgency looks like, okay, for a limited time, this is only $47. For a limited time, this will only be available, this particular digital product will only be available in this season, right? So maybe you're not selling it all the time as evergreen. You're just selling it like right now. And is the product needed right now in their life? Right. So if you're selling it, it's like, you got to see if they're really needing it. So no reason to push a product they might not need in the season. It's like pushing something that's Christmas in the summer. So taking a look at that, but it's always a good idea to test. So this is what I do with my clients as well. I love saying to them, okay, we've created this product. Why don't you reach out to a few people who've asked you for it, put them through a beta, let them go through it, give you a testimonial, give you feedback on how you can improve it. And as in turn, you know, they'll give you a testimonial. I also, this is something I really, really want to send home with everyone today. Affiliate is marketing is king right now. It is the word of mouth marketing is the best marketing for you. And so in the Stand store, like I talked about before, it allows you to create links for people that buy your product. And I love this. It just gives me chills, because it's, again, you want to reward your people if they go through it and they get a result. If they share it on their socials and they share the link, that they could get a kickback from it. So that's going to incentivize them to keep sharing your digital product, because they're going to say, oh my gosh, I took this self-defense class. I learned situation awareness, what to happen with an active shooter, how to protect myself, how to have a safety plan. And this is really awesome that we put the safety plan as a bonus and a safety plan call into her process as an upsell. But so again, you know, people are going to be talking about it. Why shouldn't they get some type of reward from it? So affiliate, you can put affiliate onto your digital products, and that gets me super amped up.
Heck yeah. I love that because you're right. I think, you know, it's turning your clients or people who are purchasing for you into fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they're your fans, they'll buy what you have. Right. Yes. So I love that because you gave me a lot of light bulb moments, especially when you said, you know, people need to have skin in the game. And I do believe that. And I don't know where my mindset goes that then I just give it away for free. Right.
Yeah.
And I believe this even for myself. And I tell my women this all the time. You know, we need to take our own advice sometimes, Brooke, is what it comes down to. Right. Because people pay attention when they pay. And that is just true because I pay attention when I pay. If I don't pay, I don't pay attention. Right. And so that is very, very true. And I love that you said it's almost such a service that we do to others when we give them something for free. I agree. You talked about, you know, what are they looking for? What is the guide? Identify the pain point. Have a step-by-step roadmap. Right. Make it easy to consume. That's so important because what happens to all of us, and I don't know anybody who hasn't done this, you overcomplicate things because you think that makes it special.
Yes.
Right? You add more to it because you think that's going to be like amazing. People are going to want it because there's so much, you know? When in reality, I think our brains just shut down. Like, this is too much, you know? So I love that. And then position with urgency, right? For a limited time, this is going to be for this price, but it's not going to be here for long. You really should grab it. Right? Mm-hmm. I love that. So, and also testing. Testing is important. I had to test my program too. Before I launched it, I went and got a whole bunch of coaches. I gave it to them for free and I said, I need your feedback. And that's how I made it what it is today. So testing is key for a lot of things. And if you don't think you can find people, that's not true. You can go to a Facebook group and find someone. You can go to an alignable group and find someone. You can always find someone that'll ask help you. Yes, test it.
I agree. Exactly. And ask your audience, ask your followers, you know, for five people, I'm doing this, but going back to the point, it's not necessarily you're giving it to them for free because there is an exchange. So I really want to send that home that the expectation is that you will go through this. You will give me the feedback that I need, right? Like, I want to know you're invested in this, is that I'm not just giving it to you for free. I'm giving it to you as a, like, this is a collaboration almost, you know? And that at the end of it, you know, you're giving me a testimonial, whatever it is, you know, good, bad, whatever, but that you're giving me the feedback, and that is an energetic exchange, and it's almost more valuable than money, you know?
Yeah. So, oh, I agree with that. And the truth is that there is no good or bad. It's all feedback. So, you know, we're the ones that put labels on something. Oh, that's so bad. They said that. No, it's not. Look at it and say, is that real? Is that true? Because if it is, I need to switch that up, you know, because if they thought it, other people thought it too. I always see it as feedback. It's never like a failure thing. We just take things too personal.
Agreed.
You know? Yeah. So I want you to talk to us, because I know that one of the biggest things for you is automation and scaling this, right? So I want you to, if you can, it's probably gonna be like a two-parter. How can entrepreneurs set up digital products and sell them on autopilot? And what should we be avoiding as mistakes, right? Because I think we make a lot of those. So if you can like run us through that would be freaking awesome.
Love that. Okay. So like I said before, I set up 90% of my clients on a stand store, and it was created by Jay Hoovy, and he created it from a creator's perspective. And I love it because you literally can set it up within 20 minutes max. And it tells you where to put the checkout. It has AI in it. So for your sales pages, it helps you come up with copy for sales page. It helps you with the discount code. So you can send out discount codes to people. It tells you where to put the chat GPT, but the Canva link that will direct them to your template or to your your guide. So it's like you put it here and it's so simplified. And what's great about it is that it has the ability to automate for you. So it'll, you know, take payment for you. So a lot of people are like, how do I even get paid? It's all in the platform. I'm a Stan ambassador, but I was a Stan ambassador before they even had the program. Let's just say that, because I couldn't stop talking about it because of my own journey with tech, and tech can really take people out of the game fast, It can get, you know, uploading things to where do I put this, where, you know, my picture goes, how do I price point this where, you know, when they pay for it. And, what's great about, Stan is, you know, payment options. If you do have a higher ticket, you know, like a $497 to $997 course, and you want to say to people, hey, I do have a payment plan, it's set up in there, and you don't have to go through this whole thing to try to set up a payment plan. Because as small business owners and as creatives, we just don't have time for that, right? So we really need that platform. So I urge you to go to Stan. I have a link for a 30-day free trial, and you can get your Stan store up in minutes and start making money right away. So creating that sales page. A sales page is really, really crucial in selling your digital product. Why is that? Because the sales page is going to speak to them. It's the first touch point really to the sale, right? So you're the conduit to getting people there, but it's like they're reading that sales page and they need to know. A chat prompt that I tell most of my clients to use is so helpful for conversion. Who this is for, this digital product is for, and who it's not for. And that is gold, because people that have bought digital products didn't realize it wasn't for them, and then they'll want money back, right? I've had that happen to clients where it wasn't in their sales copy, and they're like, well, I thought I was getting this, and I thought who this is for and who it isn't for, put that in a ChatGPT prompt, and it will give you a beautiful sales page. Email is king. Email is king, king, king. We do not own our social media. And I tell my clients all the time to, if you have an email newsletter, digital products, gold. For an example, I have a client who owns juice bars. She owns 3 here locally in Colorado and 2 in Memphis. And we started diving into her email list. She hadn't created a digital product yet. Okay. And her storyline, why she created her business, is because of her son got sick. You know, she wanted to help heal his gut. So a lot of people ask her for, you know, how do you start to go gluten-free? How do you do these? So we were really taking that information and wrapping up in a digital product. She has 60,000 subscribers, and not only on her email list, but on SMS. So that we did a freebie first, top of funnel, and she had 5,000 people download her freebie. And it was just amazing. So then right now we're in the creation mode of what her paid offer is going to be, but I'm really excited for that. So you can tap into your email. You can tap into an email sequence to sell digital products. And ChatGPT, if you just ask for, I need an 8, because it's an 8 touch point for people to buy, 8 to 10 right now. I need an 8 to 10 email drip campaign for my digital product. Put that into your ChatGPT and it'll spit out something really great for you. Ads are great. If any of you do ads, you can do a ad campaign with a small ad budget. I love content. I love creating content to sell my digital products. You just start with an audacious hook, a really meaty caption, and a call to action. Another thing I got to give Stan another just shout out is that they just incorporated what ManyChat was doing with automation, is they now have automation. So I was paying $29 a month for ManyChat. Now it's free within Stan, and I pay $100 a month for Stan. It's my money-making platform, and I pay only $100 a month. It allows you to do affiliates, courses, automation, email campaigns, all of it in one. So I really, really love that, because when we have so many different subscriptions, and Nina will probably agree, you're getting lost. So if you haven't started and you want to master it with one platform first. And that is a Stan store. And I hope that answered some questions.
No, it did. It did. And I couldn't agree with you more on the email is king, right? Because I always preach that to my ladies. I'm like, listen, I don't care if you have one person or 500,000 on your social media. It means zero. It means nothing. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I mean, I'm like, because if they don't have an email list or a touch point with you, they just like something you did and they just subscribed and they probably never came back to your page. Amen. Right. Amen. And they don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we need to really, focus in on how we bring people into our ecosystem, because you can take an email. Now you can download into a spreadsheet. Now you have those emails forever. So if something happens, you can always email later on. And most people keep their emails for 15, 20, 30 years. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So you should really do that. I like the Stan Store idea. I do have 1 billion subscriptions. So I do agree with that, but I do like that it has all of these amazing features. And I also, I will be taking this from you as well, is the prompt on who this is for and who this is not for, right? What I usually do too is I will go if, you know, since I do transformational life and business coaching, I will do, I'll go out there and see what all my competitors are doing or what they're, you know, what they're focusing on, whatever. Then I go into ChatGPT, now that it has that little globe on the bottom, which it'll search the internet for y'all. I go on there and I say, what are they not doing? What are the holes that they're missing? These are my competitors, ABC, da, 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 da. I just want you to tell me what they are missing, because that's what I want to focus on. So it's a great way to use AI. I mean, we're really blessed right now in this season of our careers and life, right? Because like you said, you went in there, you had them spit out a bunch of things to you, and then you can co-create with it, where you can start to say, well, I don't like that, sounds too much like AI, but I could definitely say it like this, right? And I love that. I love all of what you're talking about. So, you know, before we wrap up here, I do want the women to know how they can work with you, because you have an enormous amount of wealth of knowledge in this area. So let's talk about what you're giving them and where they can find you and like follow you, all of that stuff, because you are brilliant. So please give us that info.
Thank you. I am giving you all my Passion to Profit ebook. It's normally $47, but I'm giving it all to you for free. This will give you the roadmap to setting up your digital store within an hour. It'll help you with your niche. It'll help you with marketing, launching, setting up your Stan store, ChatGPT prompts. I mean, it's the whole gamut, and you're getting that for free today. If you're needing mentorship, I do have a 90-minute mentorship call where we dive into back end of your business, automation, pricing, limiting beliefs. I look into blocks. I see where we could capitalize with digital products, where we can, you know, post it on your social media. It really is important to optimize your bio, even if you're on TikTok, Instagram, etc. Looking into your email marketing and how we can launch there, how we can sell. I mean, and also, and just looking into if you're in networking groups, because a lot of people don't sell from a workshop in person. And I will tell you that I just switched one of my clients who has a marketing agency. She's like, Brooke, wow, I wasn't even selling from my workshop, my digital product. I'm like, you can literally put it up on the screen with a QR code and say, download this digital product from that workshop and have people buy right there. So I'm just telling you, it's gold. But yes, that's how you can work with me. You can follow me at Brooke Burnt period business coach on Instagram, and I am going on TikTok, Nina. So I'll be over there soon. I just got my, TikTok shop. So hopefully TikTok stays around so we can capitalize that. But it's just been such an honor to be here with you all. I hope that you take your expertise and wrap it up in a digital product and make yourself some extra money this year, because we cannot. I come from a long line of bar owners, and I work 7 days a week. We're done. We're done grinding. It's time to welcome in abundance and make money in our sleep in 2025.
Oh my God, this was gold. Girl, this was gold.
Oh,
I just love this so much.
I loved
it
too.
Thank you so much for all of that. And I will be following you too on TikTok. So you got to send us that information.
That's going to be amazing. I'm so excited to get on TikTok.
Yeah, you should be. Listen, TikTok is a powerhouse when it comes to selling things. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Yes.
Because they keep telling
me. Selling is the new QVC. I just had a client sell $10,000 worth of her cleaner in 2 hours. So
what? Yeah. I know. They told me too. They're like, oh, Nina, set up your TikTok shop. And I'm like, I don't know where to start, what to do. I have so much shit going on.
I know, girl. I know.
Oh my God. But that is really a brilliant idea, isn't it? And it's just another stream of income that, you know, that you have there. And especially if it's digital. And this is what I really love about digital products is the fact that you don't have to keep an inventory. You know what I mean? Like, you just have it there. It's living, breathing there, and people need it, and they will need it. If it's, especially if it's something that is super valuable, like that form of detective, right? That kind of information will never expire. That's always good information. Yes. So thank you so much for being here, Brooke. You are brilliant.
Thank you for having me, Nina.
So good. Yes, same. Thank you, ladies, so much for hanging out with us. I'm going to make sure, as you guys know, my team is building out the entire landing pages with all of their freebies. So you will have access to this freebie as well. But please make sure that you follow her, that you go with her, that you even, like, if some of you are like saying, whoa, wait a minute, I can really monetize this, go ahead and get on that call with her as well. So we'll make sure to put all of that information with the website link and everything for you, because I don't want you guys to sleep on this. This is 2025, and I've been saying this and I mean it. It cannot look like 2024. This year has got to be better. And what I mean by that is that you show up for yourself the way you haven't done before, because life is expiring quickly. So yes, Let's make it happen. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for hanging out with me and Brooke. Until next time.